T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
On 198, it's the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. A Sia Schmig story coming up in a little over 10 minutes. She just revealed that she adopted two kids who were aging out of the foster care system.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
I'll have a little bit more information about that in a few minutes.
So we talked early on during these lockdowns about my failed haircut. It had been a while before the lockdown stuff even started. So just a few days in, it was like, all right, it's time. I made an attempt. It didn't go well. I then attempted to clean it up, and it went even worse. My hair has since grown out. So I've gotten over it. But apparently, I'm not alone. All kinds of people have failed in both giving themselves haircuts and a variety of other things. They say that the average person lasted only 12 days in lockdown. I was probably a little less than that, actually. 12 days in lockdown before they tried to do something they'd normally pay for, like haircuts or pedicures.
Okay.
Ooh.
And many have failed at many, many things. Mm-hmm. 25% of people who've tried an at-home haircut have regretted it. Wish they didn't even do it.
Yeah. I gave Ryan an at-home haircut, and I tried to give one to Finn, but failed miserably. And then the worst one, though, was the dog.
Oh, yeah.
His was really bad. And much like yours, like, I took the guard off intentionally of the clippers, and then had to just kind of use a steady hand, which I don't have, and just kept taking, like, chunks out of him.
Oh.
Yeah.
It'll go back, George.
Right. Yeah, I got lucky because I kind of learned from what Tim had done. And when my sister-in-law cut my hair, it was like, you know, we kind of knew to start with the larger blades, you know, the little guards, and then go down from there to kind of make it at least even it out and make it look normal.
Also, otherwise, you don't go straight up. You're supposed to go side to side,
right,
which I didn't realize.
And you just attack it from any angle you can until it's mostly gone. 27% of people who tried to color their own hair regret it.
Yeah, if you just color it a solid color, I think it's not bad. I have to do highlights, so I'm not touching that. We're going to leave that to the professionals, but it does not look pretty right now.
I haven't messed with hair coloring since I used Kool-Aid to give myself a purple tint in the eighth grade.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I don't know much about that. But, yeah, 27%, it's not going well.
Pedicures, we had one day Nora opened up her nail salon and gave me a pedicure. I had purple with glitter on top of it, and she painted Ryan's nails.
Nice.
So he has like a nice green color going on his toes, but it's been about a month, so he needs to go back in.
24% of people who gave themselves a pedicure said that it didn't go well. How bad can a pedicure go?
Right. You just get a little nail polish remover and touch it up. Have you never given yourself a pedicure before?
Just clipping my toenails, does that count?
Yeah, I think that's fine. Like,
but that's not a pedicure. Hey, what are you doing? I'll give myself a pedicure.
But people who are giving themselves pedicures, like, how does it not go well?
That's my question.
It's not going to maybe look as professional as you're going to get if you're in a salon, but
the consequences aren't that crazy right. on that one. 22% of us have had a baking related disaster during the lockdown. That I can understand. Those consequences yeah. are a little more severe.
We baked a cake that fell apart, and we just made cake pops, those little cake balls. So it really, it ended up turning out better than had the cake gone as planned.
This one I'm dying to see if you guys have done at the Jen Myers home. Apparently, do-it-yourself body piercings have become a thing.
What?
And 26% of those haven't gone as planned.
Wow.
I mean, those are much worse consequences than the pedicure.
Yes.
I feel like that number's low. Like, I would say, oh, I don't know, 93% wouldn't go as planned. And why do you need to give yourself an at-home
Yeah,
body
why?
Why?
Well, because you're bored, like everyone else, and you're trying to reinvent yourself.
So many things. You could do a puzzle.
You guys are going to love this nose thing when I'm done with it. Not a bad idea.
Entertainment Schmig up in just about 6 minutes. A Missouri boy made good makes a viral.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.